Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast, kids. We have a couple of our favorite comedians on today. I'm going to say this in a low voice because I'm mourning a little bit. I'm going through some shit today.
Oh, shit.
Paul Verzi is here. Hi, Paul.
Hey, man. Thanks. Hi. I hope. Sorry you're feeling bad.
Jonathan Kite is here.
What's up, man? Sorry to hear about your loss.
No. And we'll share this with the audience. So everybody knows the saddest moments in my life personally, it's not really like 9/11 or something like that. It's when porn stars die. We lost another one today.
Ooh.
Dakota Sky. Hot Bob, can we pop up Dakota Sky and put her on screen? I want to celebrate her life. There she is. Wait, is that on screen?
No.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Bob, get in. Find us a non-nude of Dakota here.
How does she pass?
This is some of her finest work. You know, look, peruse it, obviously. Take your time with it. Pay your respects to it.
Scroll a little slower, please.
There you go.
What happened?
There you go. I'm gonna imagine drugs on this one. Hi, Bob. How did she die? How did Dakota Sky die? Look at her. The nice one was with her sitting on the Instagram, just kind of on the floor there, kind of looking solemn by the closet. Man, Dakota Sky.
So she was found dead in her motorhome, which is
okay.
Unfortunately on brand.
Yeah, it's like, can they leave that out? Like, do they have to say that too?
I mean, look, they led with that at the top of the article. Bob, scroll back up. Did they lead with that at the top of the article?
Oh, the adult film performer died in a recreational vehicle earlier this week.
Dismiss the fucking sun
thing. At least
thing.
They didn't say recreational vehicle owner.
We don't
want to
sign up for this
porn
sun.
Star. At least they didn't start with mobile home owner.
Yeah,
porn
yeah, yeah.
star Dakota's got. It's like, come on, dude. Kicking her when she's down? Come
man. Yeah, when a supermodel dies or a porn star dies on this show, hard to recover, to be honest with you. So much life, so much promise. Look at her there. Oh, that's nice. Are those kisses real? Or were those put on afterwards, Bob?
I think they might have been put on afterwards. Okay.
Feel like all an right. after effect.
All right. All right. You guys ever date a porn star?
No.
No.
Really? We had
not that I know of.
You said it so as if yeah. it's such a regular.
Yeah.
Most of the people that sit in these seats, it's the one thing that.
Two out of the last five guests. We had the Giggle Boys on, who local openers here. Mm. They have a fun podcast. And he went into the story of the porn star he was fucking. And she wanted to do some role play and some other things, but not in like a fun porn star way.
Yeah.
Just in like a psychotic, like she probably had a break at some point.
Sure.
And then went from there. And that's, look, I feel like if you haven't had one, have you lived enough? Like, were you close? We'll start with you,
Jonathan.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. No, I'm looking deeply at you. Yeah. I'm saying there might have been, it's LA.
Yeah.
I could have had girls that were porn stars and I didn't know it.
Okay.
It appears there was a drug overdose.
I was that's
wow.
a shocker.
Yeah,
I was not.
Whoever
I thought it was
wrote
kite
this,
surfing.
Way to bury the lead,
dude. It took like six articles to find that.
Look, I would have said kite surfing. She looks like pretty outdoorsy in her Instagram. Either way, if you jack off to a porn star after she died, is that terrible? Like, are we
yes,
a horrible human being?
I mean, unless you're celebrating her catalog. Like, you know, it could be almost like in memorandum. Like,
memorandum.
Only on the anniversary of her death. Yeah. And you're doing it, by the way. It's like when you try to bring a fairy back from Never Neverland.
Yeah.
Instead of clap harder, fap harder.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't know, people. It's not an exact science.
You save that date and then go back every year and celebrate that and be like, well, look, I need the next 15 to 30 upstairs.
Yeah, I brought one back from the dead. That's what I'm jerking off to. I'm jerking off to life. They call my dick the resurrector. Oh, this hard-on? It's called a resurrection.
Yeah, leave that up. There it is. Look at that. So, I mean, there's a nice little Instagram shot. I wish we could show this on YouTube, but obviously they're awful human beings who don't like porn stars. Nice, normal photo of her.
Jesse, come in here. It's my wife. Come on in here real quick.
Hi, gorgeous.
Yep. Hi, come on in. Hi, come on in. So another porn, Jesse knows this, another porn star died. Yeah, we lost her, right? Innocent, sweet. What's your guess on a death of her, by the way?
I mean, I always say OD, but am I wrong?
OD'd, yes, you got it.
I feel like
can I give that applause, please? Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm going to tell you something. It felt like we were playing a deleted scene from The Family Feud.
Yeah.
Show me OD. Number one answer, Jess. You did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else, though, would it, like... I mean, I guess, but it's like, that's got to be an obvious...
It was motorhome, and I knew. I was like, it's going to be bad.
You should have left that out, dude.
Could have been carbon dioxide in a motorhome.
Well, that's by the way, ding, ding, ding. That's the number two answer.
Yeah.
That's what I would have thought.
Tornadoes, threesies on that.
Oh, sure.
Tornadoes, threesies in a motorhome.
When one porn star dies in a tornado, it's a rule of three.
Yeah.
They're all the same lot.
Yeah.
They're all the same lot.
It's like, I'd like to see a porn star Final Destination. Where you see how they were all killed, like the Devon Sawa movie.
Oh,
where
it's
just
it
like, let's go back in time. Unfortunately, it'd be overdoses. Wow, that was loud.
Do you know what? I could never, when I was like, when I would watch porn a lot, like I kind of got like, it got, I'm doing this bit in my act where it got too intense for me, dude. Like it got like, I used to steal my dad's porn. It was normal shit. Now it's like choking and gagging and shit.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, you know.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But like I used to, since they were all molested, my Google search, like I would search like so-and-so's name, not molested, just like sex. So like I didn't feel like I was contributing to the fucked up past. Yeah. So I would like, so like just basically like, I remember being like 18 and I'd be like, who's just a fucking dirty? Like that was never, cause when, I remember when they'd go on Stern.
Who graduated college?
And just wants this. Yeah, and then you're like, yeah. Cause, but Stern would, remember when they would come on Stern and Stern would just go as soon as they walked in. So are you molested? And it's just kind of like, ugh.
So you need a backstory. You need a fap story is what you need. Like, you got to go back in time, but everything's got to be on the up and up, right?
Whose parents are still together?
Yeah.
That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah. Got their bachelors. Parents love them, and they just love that. And then you're like, oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm not contributing to this.
Yeah. Who came from a loving home?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to know.
That's
what gets me hard, stability.
My buddy was at the AVN. My buddy went to the AVNs once, and he called me up, and he goes, Paul, I saw the funniest shit. He goes, this porn star, she won best anal scene and was thanking her father who was there. Like, her father was there, and she was like, just thank you for the support.
Boy, the two worst that I've heard.
Wow. He's like, he's got a tear.
Oh, he's crying, getting welled up, because he can smell it. He can smell it a little
she's
bit.
She's wiping a tear from her asshole.
Yeah.
It's crying, too. She's like...
The two stories we have, because, like, it hits real close to home, especially those two seats. Jared Taylor, my co-host, dated a porn star.
Yeah.
And then talked about it on air, and while they were dating and got her involved in the whole shit, and then listeners would send in clips and be like, hey, man, I just saw your co-host's girlfriend on facial obliteration.
Jesus.
And it was the ones where you're gagging in the mask.
Obliteration?
I know.
We got to talk to whoever runs that site.
Missed opportunity, obviously.
You're living money
but mascara, tears, like, I mean, just, it looked like a, like.
Frosting a cake.
Or like you cut a broomstick
and he's
in
just
half.
Looking at it like, oh, her mom's great. I mean, we had dinner the other night.
Yeah, and so we pulled it up on the show and it was just like, that's her. She's crazy. You know?
Oh, there she is. That old trick?
Yeah. And I was like, what?
You know when the TV shows do like their real life? Like what the, like either the athlete or the actor, actress, like when they're just home.
Yeah.
And like they kind of just do like the behind the scenes and stuff. And they had this
behind
one.
Behind
the music. Yeah. And there was this porn star who just was like, they just went to her house. It was like a day in the life. And she was like, I'm just like, and she like, her husband's there, her boyfriend. And she's like, I'm like boring at home.
Yeah.
And I don't do anything. It's like, no. Like if I'm him. I'm like, you're not going to do that at work and then lay in and do nothing. Like, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, gang bang. And then she's like going home. Like, I'm tired. It's like.
Oh, and all of them date each other. So, like, and when they get home, that's the same thing. So, like, we had one on the show where I said, what's it like? Because I knew who his wife was, and she was a famous porn star. It was a guy named Small Hands was his name. He was the porn star. He's done, like, a million of them. His wife was the chick with the black hair, huge tits. Which I just described all of them, obviously. But
that one?
Yeah. And I go, what's it like when you guys go home? You know, do you talk about the day? do you talk? Because they worked on the same day too.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you know, we talk about the day and then, you know, we'll kind of do different things. Just kind of watch Netflix and kind of snuggle up and then I'll have sex or whatever. And I was like, but both you guys, like your wife just got blasted out all day for hours at a time. And yeah. Now you're fine to just watch, you know, the mayor of Whittingham or whatever the fuck it is. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. She's like, no, she's got to go sit on a bag of ice. Yeah. And, by the way, there's this place in LA. I don't know if you ever visited it. It's not there anymore. It was called Sardo's, and it was in Burbank, and it was porn star karaoke.
Yeah. Yes.
And so when I first went back to LA in 03, you would go there, and there was on Tuesday nights, it was all these porn stars would sort of hang out. And it was cool. And a buddy of mine, this guy Marty, he reviewed porn.
Yeah.
And so we would sit and hang out with everybody.
What, you mean he's a critic of it?
Yeah. I swear to God. Yeah. What? You think of a job and I'll show you a guy who can critique it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Who's getting paid to critique it? So we would go. So my buddy Seth, who still opens for me on the road, we would go and just like hang out. It's literally like two flies on a wall and just to watch. Like everybody just, it was great. There was such a normalcy to them feeling in a community around mm-hmm. each other. And obviously there's no judgment from us, but it's like there would be guys that would just go there and hang out by the bar thinking they're going to pick up one of these porn stars.
Yeah.
Delusional.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Never happened.
And they don't do it. And the weird thing is the porn stars don't want to do shit. Because that's their job all day.
Yeah, of course.
So they don't want to go home and do the fucking same shit they do at work all day. It's like, you work at McDonald's, you don't want to go home and fucking cook burgers at night. Like, no dude, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're done for the night, 100%. And I'm going to fucking sleep. So all of them were pretty fucking boring.
Lovely people.
Yes,
lovely people.
Great people. Great people. And great hearts. All of them.
We sound like Trump.
Yeah.
Great people.
Huge. Great hearts. Yeah.
Great pussy.
But the worst one ever was another co-host. His mom was in porn. No, his girlfriend's mom was in porn.
What?
And then Giorgio. Is Giorgio back there?
He's running around.
Okay. So he jacked off to the mom's porn. And that was... I thought it was a new low, and we had discussed it where I was just like, hey, is this the lowest you've been? And he's like, no, not even close. He's like, I was actually proud of that one. Because there's others where you're not proud of, and you're just like, you shut the computer, and you're like, I'm going home. I'm taking my ball and going
even
home.
The FBI agent who's looking at you through it is like, come on, bro, you're better than this. This is so not you.
It'd be funny if you just got a text. You were like,
bro, what have we talked about? Your dad called the other day. You guys had such a good talk. And now you're doing this? Shame on you. What's happened to this country?
Bob, we don't need to see this fucking still of her, by the way. Just blasting our faces up.
I'll change it.
You can leave the other ones up.
I'll change it when you change the subject.
You can leave the other ones up. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Fucking other shit up. Who cares?
Yeah, he's good.
Who cares? Jesus Christ. There it is.
There we go. Finally.
There we go. Now you can just leave that and see where the conversation goes, obviously. But whenever one of these little girls dies, it's just it's a tough one.
27, I saw.
Yeah. Yeah. Who got the motorhome? Like, do you put that in a will or what do you do
think
with
she left to do it?
She was married.
Oh, she was married?
She was married, yep.
The husband gets to...
Does he get the fucking motorhome? How does that work out?
Do we sense foul play? Now do we have to start looking for her? I mean, come on, dude. You did it. You know what I mean?
It's the motorhome that might have
killed her.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a Stephen King. It's the sequel to Christine. Yeah.
And why are they all stars? You notice that?
Yeah.
It's always a star. They're all stars?
She wasn't a star.
Supermodels, porn stars. I'm like, superstar? Come on, that's a...
No.
Did she make the 27 Club?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wow. Joplin, Hendrix, and now her.
Kurt Cobain.
So, yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, dude.
Kurt Cobain was 27?
Yeah. Yeah.
Winehouse, too?
R.I.P.
27.
R.I.P., dude. You know, obviously.
Dude.
Obviously, I was shocked at both of them. Kidding. Not at all. We had we had
more shocking to you than that.
Yeah, this
speaking of shocker, that's what's up on the screen right now.
Not even, but this is kind of doesn't faze me at all. You know, like that's it seems like a Tuesday.
Neither her.
No.
The expression on her face.
And clearly,
I feel like we're doing books on tape for porn right now.
We really are. And no one knows. By the way, that's the next Audible subgroup that we're going to do there. And I appreciate you panning out, Bob, to all her work. And we'll do that throughout the show.
Because she's more than just that photo.
Yes. She was a little girl from a trailer park who tried to make her dreams
happen.
Yeah,
like, is there like a Christmas one of her? Like, can we like get rid of, like, can we see her like
where the
shopping?
Guy's dick looks like a candy cane in her ass.
Like, can we see her shopping? This poor girl just died. And there's a dick in her.
No, but it's how she wanted to be remembered, I think, is by her work. And same with you guys.
I love
you know?
That you got the Christmas tree of Rockefeller Center. She's not even in it. That's the only pleasant
thing. She wanted to go. She wanted to go.
Oh, that looks like a Christmas shot.
There it is. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Dakota Sky.
Well, that oh. I don't remember that being one of the reindeer's poses.
No, that is a downward dog or half of one?
That's
right
half
there.
Of, that looks like a crane. Yeah. Or a flamingo.
Now, so when I see this, if this pops up as the thumbnail in porn, it's too young. I pass over it. Like, I'm worried now just looking at it and being like,
well, there's so
too
much
young.
Illegality.
Yes. I'm worried about
it. I'm on the sites, bro.
Yeah.
Use the old imagination.
Yeah. That's why every one of them is named Stepmom now. Because it's like, hey, dude, you're clear and free. Just keep continue watching. But that one's a little too questionable.
Stepmom from the 1300s? You're like, how young is that stuff?
Yeah. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, stepmom doesn't change the age.
Not at all.
It just means they're not related.
Yeah. They're still in the 1300s.
I don't like
Are
that.
Are you? Okay, so you're just showing videos from her, from
XLDom.com. This is on the show?
People? No. Oh, no, this we can't air this.
Her eulogy.
Yeah. If the audience can see what we're watching now, Bob, we're good on that. I don't need to see all eight go down the back of her throat, but I appreciate it.
Eight.
I appreciate
it. That's a 10 easy.
Yeah, it's eight. It's eight flaccid.
That's
though.
The name of the video. 10 easy. Guys, welcome back to 10 easy.
10 easy. I'm your host.
That sounds like a terrible rap name.
Oh yeah, 10 easy.
You know who opens for a little Yachty, right?
Yeah,
10 easy,
and it's easy.
Yeah.
And I can't do the fucking
but it's an
lol.
It's
no,
Roman.
it's now everybody's a baby.
Yes,
why is everybody a baby? It's the baby, lil baby.
Yep. Yo,
it was T's. It was a lot of ice.
What about
tea,
what
ice
about the original?
Cubes.
Baby face.
Baby face. Oh yeah, baby
saw
face.
Saw the other day. No joke.
Yeah,
incredible. He hasn't aged a day.
You serious?
Yeah, I swear to God. He was in this Italian joint by my house.
Yep.
Sitting out there, I was like, you look exactly like you did in the 90s.
Yes.
Talk about real baby face.
Real, this, yeah. The real one. The real one. So I'm from Atlanta. He was a big Atlanta guy. He lived in the house next door to my best friend, so I'd pick him up for school.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, well, it was
who's
a,
this?
It was a weird baby face. And so Babyface, his kids were out there on the golf cart fucking shit up. And like, dude, he's looked like that for 40 years.
I can't believe it.
Frozen in Time, he looks amazing. Richer than Jesus, by the way. Because he wrote all those hits.
He wrote so many hits,
and
man.
He gets all that money. Yeah. But one day...
He looked rich, by the way, in person.
He's rich.
He looked it.
Oh, yeah. Some people don't, where you're
classy.
Just like, eh.
Yeah, no, that guy looked... He looked like the cover of an album. I'm sort of like...
Yeah.
This was pandemic Babyface.
Oh, yeah.
No, he looked real good.
I'll take it.
Does he go by Babyface at like 70? Or
he goes
like,
by Mr. Babyface.
Mr. Babyface. Yeah. Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah.
Senor face. He's a Hispanic.
Senor. Yeah. He goes
Senor Ben
Latinx with it. He goes Latinx with it. But the weirdest thing was on the street over was Lisa Left Eye Lopez. She was living with Andre Rison, and then when I drove in, there was a huge house fire, and she had burned his fucking house down.
Yeah,
I remember that.
After school, they had cleared the area, and all of us. Kids got to go and pick through the fucking mansion.
So you grew up rich. You grew up in a rich.
No. My friends did. So,
they were like, Ross wants to come over again.
Just described it. Him and his friends are vultures.
Yeah.
Like you're picking the carcasses and you're like, so you grew up rich, huh?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah.
So
he was just a sports fan. He's like, dude. Andre Rison, he lives next to.
Yeah.
Andre
Rison.
Jersey survives.
So it was one of those things where if you grew up poor, you would always go and hang out your like your rich friends'
houses.
Yeah,
you always hang out the rich
person's
house.
Because they had the cool
house.
Shit.
Yeah, same with us.
They had the cool shit. So it was a gated community and the whole thing. And like I would show up in a beige, you know, fucking Ford Tempo. All the windows and we went halfway to town. Yeah. It was beige interior. It sucked. They all had like decked out Jeep Wranglers
not
in Georgia.
Well, the stickers kind
of baby face
off.
Is reporting. There's a car out here.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Can
get
we get out of
here? Shit out of here. Everybody else was like in an Alan Jackson video, Chattahoochee, tricked out fucking Mustangs and fucking Wranglers, you know? And yeah, I'm in a board. What the fuck did I call that? The goddamn thing. The turbo tempo. That's what it was. Cause it went like 80. And like if you pushed it, it would break. I mean, the car would start shaking violently.
And you'd pack all your friends in there, right?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yes. Horrible system in it, you know?
Yeah.
Decked out, whole trunk.
Oh, did you do the kicker in the back?
Yes.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes. No trunk space whatsoever.
Yeah, and we thought it was cool having a kicker, but it was just loud bass you couldn't even hear. It rattled.
Dude.
And it was
neighbors hated
one,
you.
You know what the funny thing is? People who didn't own those were like, maybe it sounds better in the car. when they'd hear yes. it go by. And people in the car are like, maybe it sounds better on the outside of the car.
Yeah, and it was just it was nothing. Yeah.
Always sounded terrible.
It sounds like Marty McFly, you know, in the beginning of Back to the Future when he takes the pick and then just blows and it just out the
speaker. Yeah.
That's what it sounded like, though, at 80 miles an hour.
Yes. And it horrible, like, you know, and I loved it, obviously. I was like, yeah, Vulcan, let's Outkast. Let's play Outkast and shit, right? Yeah. From Atlanta. But we were picking through his shit to see if there was any cool shit because they had blocked off the area at that point. And we had found out what she did was she put, I mean, she went fucking old school with this fire. And I was able to figure it out as a kid, like CSI this shit. She took all of his clothes out of a closet, CDs, everything he owned, put it in the bathtub and then lit that on fire. And that's where the fire came from. And it fucking torched the house.
Listen, I'm not for that, but that is a gangster move.
Left eye.
Like that. Yeah. Dude,
she
like,
burned down the house. And
that take.
Yeah.
Bro, that took planning.
Oh, well, 100%. Or you just got home and you were that fucking gangster that you'd done some shit like that in the past and you were like, all right, I know.
You
exactly
think when she got to
do.
Like the fifth jersey in the closet, she's like, what am I, like, what, this is a lot.
Yeah,
and then
the
she
FBI
just kept
going. And her laptop was like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. And so.
This isn't you.
But the first layer was CDs. So it was all CDs.
No, that's what I mean. She had to plan it.
Yes, and there was a babyface CD in there. So, like, the fire had burned up through the ceiling and the top floor because it was on the second floor. But like by the time we sifted through that shit, some of the CDs were still there, and there was a Babyface CD. And I was like, "If that motherfucker only knew."
I love how Babyface just keeps over, coming dude. Up.
She lived the street over. It was like, "Hey man, Left Eye burned down his whole shit," and it was Babyface's CD still lived.
You
dude.
Told him just so he'd invite you in there
yeah,
too.
You're like,
"Baby, but I pulled out of the rubble."
Yeah.
I didn't realize your CDs were flame retardant.
Exactly.
Hi, I'm Ross.
I'm Ross. Nice to meet you.
I have the car you keep reporting.
And I've got an album.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
Yeah. Hey, guys, what are we eating? Who the fuck is this? Yeah, I always imagine that, like, you know, somebody like that who produces music, he always has people like being like, you know, I sing, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, like, yeah.
And just like doing the demo. I don't have it on me, but. You're just going into it
all the time, man.
All the time.
And you hear that, you hear stories like that. I would be so embarrassed, like walking up to your favorite comedian in an elevator and just telling a joke.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me open up for you. And then leading with some joke. And you're like, that's great, man. Get the fuck
or
out
people,
of here.
You know what's crazy? I don't know if you get this, but when people find out that I'm a comedian, they're like, oh my God, you love this guy that I work with. He's so funny.
Yeah. And I always tell people, it's like being funny and being a good comedian are two different worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Like my uncle's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But getting it and being able to, I mean, I've been doing this now 20 years professionally for like 16, 17 years. And it's like when you see the progress, you're like, there's no shortcuts. So that guy at your office that's like cracking jokes, give him a mic in front of 200-300 people and just be like, all right, dude.
That would be miserable.
He would try like once and just be over. It's over.
Yeah. Like my wife's fucking hilarious. She hosts a couple shows on the network. She doesn't do stand up.
Yeah.
And has no desire. Like, hey, dude, that is two different professions. Because podcasting, whatever you want to say about it, is a craft.
Sure.
Yes.
And then so is stand-up. And it is two different fucking worlds. A lot of people, stand-ups, come to podcasting and vice versa, but...
I feel like that's what's happening in boxing.
Oh, yes.
I feel like boxing, too. Now you have people that really don't box, and they're like, no, I saw a video. Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah. He's working with so-and-so. It's like, it's not pretty good.
No.
I got a buddy. He's a comic, Mick Thomas. He's from Ireland. And he was a kickboxing champion in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's watching, dude. And he's going, he's telling me, he's like, I'm watching this. He goes, the way these people are open, like that. I don't understand how people think that Logan Paul thing. I'm convinced that Logan Paul Mayweather thing was a complete friendship plan, in my opinion. And I think that he was like, dude, I'm going to, you know, you're doing good. I see you doing good. Let's get in there. There's no way that he knew he was. There's no way Mayweather went in there with even 1% doubt that he was going to do what he did.
No, not at all. I will say this because we were there and I had the benefit of being with Chuck Liddell, obviously. So I get to ask him of like, hey,
yeah,
is this real or is this not real? The things you couldn't see on television were it was an open air stadium and it was in Miami.
Okay.
It was 9 million degrees.
Oh, I'm sure.
So the hugging and the sweating and all that stuff from both of those guys, it was just because it was that miserable. I was sweating buckets, and I'm not even in a fucking boxing ring. I mean, I'm in the eighth row drinking fucking cacti with Travis Scott.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, I don't give a shit.
By the way, those shorts that he had on, those yellow ones with Atari?
Yeah.
Fucking great merch.
Yeah. Those guys, by the way.
Incredible.
The
branding?
Yes. But I will say this. The fight and everything else was real, because Chuck will tell you. He'll be like,
he said he thought the boxing was like
100%.
Oh, I think it, from everybody that I spoke to, and you obviously have way better connects than I do, that it was real.
Like yes, but 100% was real. And the clip that's going around that they're showing where it was like, oh, he got knocked out and then held him up. The part about it is because if you watch the rest of the clip,
yeah,
he spins out of it and then stands up and it was ready to go, and like it, that's
he was just putting his weight.
It's just
on
a
him.
Hard cut, yeah.
Yeah, and you know when you're that when you outweigh him by that much,
yeah,
you're like for all the momentum going forward, and then people don't realize when you have to back foot him and take his weight,
yeah,
it's exhausting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In that moment, he's doing it as a ploy,
right? And like. There was, I would say, rounds 4, 5, 6, because we were sitting ringside. Mayweather went for it, and he went for the knockouts, and there was some really hard shots. I don't know how Logan Paul stayed up, to be honest with you.
Well, listen, I don't think the actual punching and all that is fake. I don't think they're letting up. I just think Mayweather knew it. Like, Mayweather knew this guy's never going to get me. That's what I like. I don't think he would ever put 50-0 on the line.
No. And he didn't. So it was an exhibition. So if he lost, it didn't count. The other part about this was, if you're Logan Paul, because here's the other way to look at this. If you're Logan Paul, knocking out Floyd Mayweather,
oh my God,
would be the greatest thing of all time for life.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was going for it. Because 100%. He knew that moment. Those guys are so fucking savvy where it's like those meme. I mean, if you look at the last Jake Paul fight, right, it's, against Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Chuck was there. We did a live show picture in picture, and he was, hey, I'm right here. That shot was so clean and hard, like he was knocked the fuck out. And Chuck was like, that motherfucker was gone. I could see his eyes, like, wow. Genuine knockout. But that one clip went around the world, got them a gajillion dollars, hyped up this fight. It'll hype up the next fight.
Yeah.
And then my prediction is Jake will beat Tyron Woodley. And then Mayweather will fight Jake, and that will be a whole fucking thing. And they made too much money off of this. It was a million pay-per-view buys.
Was that fight, because I didn't see that fight, was that fight boring? I heard from people it was boring, but no, it wasn't boring? The Mayweather Logan?
Here's the thing. I don't
you
know
were
what it
there,
was like.
Right?
I was there. Yeah, so I don't know what it was like on TV. All I know is this. Standing there sweating my ass off, watching these guys in the ring of how hot it was there, it would have been miserable in that ring. Like, I mean, miserable.
Yeah,
it was just too hot. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why. Well, they asked him after the fight why he did an open air ring, and because Mayweather only fights indoors in Vegas. Everything's got to be at perfect temperature for that guy. And he goes, look, man, the Nevada commission blocked the fight because, you know, homeboy had like 50 pounds on him or something.
Yeah.
And he goes,
well, wasn't, they weren't holding to things. I mean, maybe, did they say he, because he weighed in at what, 189?
Yes, and it was in the contract. So he had to come in at 190. Every pound over was a $100,000 fine.
Fuck.
So, because if you would have done it for real, Logan probably would have came in at 215 and just said, all right, great, here's my natural weight.
And what's the height difference, too? What was the height difference?
He's about
probably 8 inches.
He's about 6'4".
Yeah. Oh, yeah, is he 6'4"?
Yeah, he's a big
guy. He's not listed at that.
No. What's he listed at, Hot Bomb?
6'2", 6'3", I think.
What do we got?
He's 6'2".
6'2"? Yeah. Is he really?
And what's Floyd's, what, 5'7"?
Tower over.
4'2".
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just legal.
Lol. Is a lol babyish, the whole fucking thing.
Little boxer.
Yeah.
But he'll be bankrupt in 5 years, and he's going to have to keep doing these things forever, by the way. And it's going to get bad.
Mayweather?
Yes. Who's this? You think so?
100%.
He's got to support his grandchildren.
Yes. And he is
a current grandfather.
He's a current grandfather, and the first purchase he made after that fight was 29 Rolls Royces for his buddies.
What?
All in cash. In Miami, and it was just like, dude, this is, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like,
he's like so overly generous with his money. I actually like fans. Imagine just being at a club with him. Like if he came to a show.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I saw you guys at the Volca Guest. Dude, it was really funny. I would just be like, he's so generous. I'd be like, dude, man, you got like 100 grand. I could, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be back. Like,
if he was with me, I'd be like, you want to do 5?
Now, fuck that. I want the time. I'll take the
cash.
I'll take the cash.
Yeah, you might work at one of his clubs.
All right, listen, give me 100 grand. I'll put you up.
I'll put you up for 100.
How does he not have a comedy club?
He owns strip clubs. So yeah, he owns, I think, 18 or 19 strip clubs.
Well, his gambling is.
His
gambling is like, you're talking about a guy. He lost. They showed a clip of him when he put the money, when he lost that money on the Broncos.
Yes.
And he put like 2 million. You see it on, like, he put 2 million on the Broncos and just stared at it and watched them lose and was like, fuck, like, that's like.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I've had like, the most I've had on a game where I was like, where it was like, you know, 1,700, and I'm just like, dude, the ball's in the air, and you're just, and it's not even that it's going to kill you, but that's like, did you imagine having $2 million fucking dollars?
It's rent in Kansas, like, you know. It is. It's not New York or L.A. or
yeah,
Austin.
I love it. You're like, that's a studio in Boise.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's, well, Boise, that's a three-bedroom. Yeah.
Boise.
That's a three-bedroom, dude.
You get a boy buys it. Boise.
You get a bag of potatoes.
You're like, that's what I thought you were going to say, Mayweather. You know what he did with the money after the fight? He bought a country.
Yeah, yeah, he bought a full fucking country. That'd be the smart thing to do.
He bought an island.
Buy Epstein's. That's for sale. Oh, buy a little St. James Island and then fuck shit up. You know?
Change the name.
Yeah. Change it to whatever you want. The little money islands and just have all your 100%. Fucking strippers there, dude. Running around doing stripper things.
Could you imagine on maps now? This used to be so a pedophile used to own this island before it was Money Mayweather Island. Really? That's the tours. Interesting.
Yeah, they're not letting people in. There was a guy. There was a YouTuber who just broke into the island.
Epstein's.
Dude, that's so funny you said that because I was me and Adam were to Adam Ray. I was on his podcast and I was talking. I was like, he was asking me how I write. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you like pick a day? And I go, no, I go, I just like life experiences. So when he was texting me, he said Wilshire and Fairfax. Mm-hmm. And I realized at the corner of Wilshire and Fairfax is where Biggie was killed.
R.I.P.
He was at that light. Yeah. He was at that light. So, and I was like, oh, I'll see that. And then I was like, why do we go to tragic? Like, we'll go to Kennedy's X on the street. We'll go to, I was in OKC. Someone's like, you want to go to the building that was bombed? And then and then that was the thing with Epstein. I was like, I'm not taking my wife to Epstein Island and be like, that's the bed he had a 14-year-old on. Let's get that suite. Hey. Like, I'm not...
You get to be a part of history, okay? She's of age, right?
Well, your wife, now.
Your wife,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I meant the girl now. Sorry.
Obviously, yeah.
Where is Epstein Island?
The Caribbean? Bob, is it in the Caribbean? Yeah. They've got some screenshots of it. The YouTuber who was just there took a bunch of shit. But yeah, I'd pop on down there just to
Fire
do it.
Firefest took place somewhere else, right?
Yes.
Pablo Escobar's Island.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Pablo Escobar's Island. There it is. Oh, the Virgin Islands. Island. Oh, that's it. Is it really the Virgin Islands?
Yeah.
Or Epstein? Eesh.
That's the island, that's little island right there.
A little too on the nose, you know what I mean?
Yeah, way too on the nose for that one. God damn it. All right. Ah, you're out there, huh?
Wow, yeah, you are really out there.
Well, he had to make sure.
Yeah, he did.
Apparently not enough.
Goddamn right he did.
He's like, can we do this in space? Not available yet, sir. Okay. Well, take me to another place.
Give
Bezos three more weeks. Yeah. Okay, well.
All right. But yeah, all those fucking death spots, like, I love that type of shit. Like, and if you can fuck in a death spot, congratulations. Like, if you could Airbnb the JonBenet Ramsey house, would you have sex there?
Dude, I'm the opposite. I won't even go. I don't like going near any shit where bad shit happens.
I just stayed at the Driscoll Hotel.
Yes. Oh, the shit. What? Yeah.
Yeah, the haunted hotel in town.
The haunted hotel.
That place is gorgeous.
It's amazing. Beautiful. It's one of my favorite hotels in town.
Me too. Yeah. It's.
What's that haunted one? What's the bad one in LA? The one that's.
Oh, the like Ace Hotel. Not the Ace, the one that...
Oh, it's just on that Netflix doc.
Yeah, where they're drinking the girl in the water.
Yes.
What the
bath water.
Yeah.
The fuck's
because
the name
they
of that
let
hotel?
Like they let like homeless crack addicts stay on like floors that like mixed in with
my wife. Hey, Jesse,
it's like $14
out there,
bucks a night.
They ask her that hotel.
Them. I think they don't kick them out.
No. Hey, what was the name of that hotel in LA where all those people died? We
Chateau
watched that doc.
Chateau Marmont is one.
No, I know that one. Yeah. What's the name of it? Downtown, it's in Cape Town.
I said Ace. I thought it was the Ace.
The Cecil Hotel.
Yes, Cecil Hotel. Cecil Hotel. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks, James. No, I'll kill myself.
By the
that's fine. That's fine.
This is like a lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, dude, if you need a murder, yes, she'll tell you where people were murdered, and she's all in. Yeah. Denver. Who got murdered in Denver? No, come on. Casey Anthony was in Orlando. You're better than this. JBR, JonBenet Ramsey. God damn it, Jesse.
Leave the room.
Littleton, Colorado. I know.
I don't like that it says Littleton. You
I
know
don't
what
either.
I mean? Like, it's a little too on the nose.
It is.
She was killed in a dollhouse. Most people don't know that.
And I always picture her tipping the cap and the whole dance. Like, it's the only video they show. That's the only one they
would
have
you stay
to.
In a haunted? You would stay in a haunted? Like, you
I just did.
That doesn't bother you?
I mean, I'm here.
I know, but like.
It's nice. It's so nice there.
It's so nice.
I like old
It's
things.
Worth it. It's
I,
worth it.
I thought it was great.
It's
I had a wonderful
it.
Time. Driscoll Hotel, and I'm not getting paid to say this.
Yeah. Any haunted shit? Stuff. Like, have you gone someplace where you're like, all right, this is
so
fucked up?
Jennifer Coolidge, who was my co-star on Two Broke
Girls. Oh, yes.
Who played...
funniest woman, one of the funniest women in life.
I mean, of all time.
Is that the blonde? That was the blonde.
Mm-hmm. The woman who played my wife. So she lives in a gorgeous mansion in New Orleans.
Oh.
In the and it's from the 1850s. It was started and it was finished after the Civil War.
Okay.
And I have stayed in there alone and had a wonderful night's sleep. But a lot of her friends, she is one of the most generous people you'll ever meet. She's like, when you come to town, she's like, definitely stay. She was staying with her boyfriend at the time. And she goes, I got to warn you, everybody says this place is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
I never slept better in my life.
Yeah.
And I never had anything. And and it looks like a place that if you were like, it's haunted, like you're like, I believe it.
You believe it. But yeah. But you stayed there. After hearing that, you were like, I'm just going to still ride this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. That's where I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking out, dude.
You're gone from
that? Me and Bobby Kelly, great comedy. You know Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Bobby and I had this thing where we would do, like, gun to your head, you had to choose one. And it was, you're either in a haunted house that's definitely 100% haunted where shit happened overnight, 24 hours.
Yep.
Okay, so you get there at 6 a.m.
Yep.
And to the next day at 6 a.m., right?
Right, yeah.
And you know shit went down. You got to stay there or...
Wait, what kind of shit, though? Just out of curiosity.
Like you're going to... Like, when you're
murder
there...
Murder or, like, tax fraud?
What do you mean?
They're like, somebody was murdered there? Like, what kind of...
No, I'm saying shit's going to go down with ghosts.
Got it.
Okay.
Like you're going to... There's going to be shit that you know is, like, supernatural shit happening throughout the night that could be terrorizing, and you're sleeping there.
Right.
Or you got to go get dropped off in the deep, deep woods, but not, like, this isn't where, like, with camping grounds.
Sure.
This isn't, like, you got, like, a cliff bar and a fucking water.
Yeah.
And you don't have a tent. You got to get wood. You got to make shelter. You got to get through the night in the deep, deep woods.
Yep.
Okay. But, you know, I'll give you not raining. Okay.
Okay.
So it's not raining.
Okay.
But you get dropped off. There's no highway near.
Sure.
So you got to make shelter.
Yep.
You could go fishing during the day. You got a cliff bar. Like, you got enough bear shit. You got a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
But that's or, and I said 1,000%, I didn't even think twice. Like, I'll get through the woods. I'm not staying in a fuck. And Bobby's like, what the fuck, dude? He goes, I was like, yeah, what do you see? A little, he's like, I'll see a little rocking chair, a little horse rock, a little girl on a rocking horse at the end of the bed. Literally, he goes, I'll just go like this. He goes, I'll just cover my ears and close my eyes for 24 hours. I said, fuck that, dude.
I'm with that. I'll go to the haunted house every day. I don't want the inconvenience that I might get a sunburn. I don't know what the weather's going to be like that day. Like,
or a grizzly bear. I get it.
By the way,
not even animals, the least of my concern. It's bugs and, like, inconvenience, like bites.
I love like, how like, you, oh, I love, itch, Ross is another dude,
sunburn.
Man.
I don't want that. I would rather stay with, little shoes.
And how
oh my
long?
God.
24 hours.
24 hours.
The
great.
Woods? You didn't say 24 hours. The woods is get out of the woods.
Get out of the woods.
It could be a week.
You're in the house and a fucking bottle just throws at you and you start hearing voices.
100%.
I would talk to them.
Yeah.
I'd say, guys, don't worry. I'll be out of here in 23 hours.
Do you remember Bobby Brown fucking that ghost in that Bobby and Whitney doc, that series they did?
What?
And he's like, yeah, man, I fucked a ghost. And then he went through the whole story of, he was like, look, I just woke up. It was super normal, too. And
only,
like,
dude, only you would think about getting laid in a fucking...
No, I'm not. No, but I'm saying this. If you're in a whole place full of ghosts... And it's like, all right,
dude, who knows? Like, I get a fucking hand job.
You got to go through all of that.
I got a hand job in the east wing of this fucking...
I got to jerk off to this twig over here.
You got to do that, you know? It's like if you're staying in the White House, you got a bone in the Lincoln bedroom, you know? I haven't done it.
I have a picture of Lincoln above the threshold when you go into my bedroom.
Do you really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
And what is that out of? Him, like, the appreciation for ending slavery or...
Walk through and just call it the Lincoln bedroom.
Oh.
Walk up and you're like, hey, ladies.
Who's that? I go, it's a Lincoln bedroom.
It's a Lincoln bedroom. You didn't know?
Come on. Get your shit together.
I leave a wheelchair in mine and I say it's FDR's office. And I'm just like, sorry.
You would stay in?
I go, all politicians lie, right? I'm like, I'm not Republican, Democrat. I don't give a fuck. But all politicians lie. I mean, I'm sure FDR once said, I'm going to go for a walk.
Yeah. He did a million times. Guys, you got some podcasts. You know we got some sponsors. Pay for this shit wagon to be on the air, and we got to give them some love. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, 30% off everything in the entire store. The two free pillows with a mattress is back. I can promise you, you're going to want these pillows. The pillows are just as great as the goddamn mattress itself. I put my mama on that. And they even got some new pillows that are bigger. You can put extra cooling stuffing in them. Those are amazing. I just got one shipped to my house. And yes, I use my own promo code at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And look, kids, as always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros with decent credit. Now, if you show up at somewhere in the 500 range, you're fucked. You're fucked on that one. But as long as you're, you know, probably in the 6-7-ish, you're fine on that one. In the meantime, it's got a running calculator on the side that shows you how much you're actually spending per month. And it's great. You can add more things to your cart. You can take more things out of your cart. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today for all your mattress and bedding needs, because their sheets are amazing as well, dude. And I've got all of it. I think I've everything in my house is Ghostbed, to be honest with you. Next up, we got Babbel.com. That is Babbel.com. Babbel.com. This is helping you learn a new language. In case you don't speak Spanish or Mandarin like John Cena, you can learn it from Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. One of our goals, I know, for this network for the new year is everybody been trying to learn a new language. I know Jesse's doing it. I know Tiffany's doing it. Dan's doing it. me, I'm fluent. No, I'm kidding. I can always brush up, which is why I've used it and learning a lot more Spanish. Spanish is mine just because that's mostly the language I deal with. If I ever have to deal with anybody in Mandarin in this life, I would highly doubt it. I try to use a language that I would use. They have 15-minute lessons that make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Unlike the infamous language classes you took in high school, Babbel designs their courses with practical, real-world conversations in mind, things that you'll get to use every day. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages: Spanish, French, Italian, German, and I would look, there's a fucking 8 others on there. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you're going to get an additional 3 months for free. That is 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros. That is Babbel.com. Promo code Drinking Bros for an extra 3 months free. Babbel, a language for life. Nobody even saw that motherfucker in a wheelchair. Never. There's like one picture.
They dropped him up.
Yep. Yes, dude. Yeah. That's the way it should be. Like, I want to see shit like that. I don't want to see Biden falling down the stairs.
No.
Like, no, dude. Show me him running, breaking Roger Bannister's fucking 1 mile.
By the way, get him an escalator
record
up there.
Yes, dude. Do something else. Same with Trump. I don't want to see any president fail.
No. Of course.
Let's see, make them superhuman where it's like, dude, Trump, imagine if you would inject an HGH, dude, and he just became Stallone-ish, right?
Yeah.
Greatest of all time. You'd be like, fuck you, dude. Let's do that. Juice up the presidents. Let's get them all on steroids, all the fucking things.
Dude, I'll be honest with you, man.
Juice up the presidents.
This may upset some of your listeners. I miss fucking Trump, dude. I miss him, man. This shit is boring.
Yeah. Do you know this podcast? Guys, have we been rolling this entire time?
Well, it's funny. I'm wearing a shirt, this Defund Politician shirt. Everybody's wearing these goddamn things. They're from our show. But so the reasoning, I'm not huge into politics per se. I voted for Trump just because I wanted chaos. I wanted absolute chaos, and I wanted to see behind the curtain whether or not you could put a guy in there who is just like us. Because like, if you meet, I met him in real life. And
I don't know
just,
that Trump is like me, but...
Kind of. I mean, you guys probably have the same amount of money. Two broke girls went to syndication.
I was going to say, he doesn't have that much money.
No.
His dad did.
I said that in my act. I go, I don't miss him just for politics. I miss the chaos.
The chaos,
you
know? Yeah.
Because he gave you gold, whether you hated him or loved him.
Right.
When Donald Trump spoke, if you hated him, you're like, I want this. They got to kill this fuck. And if you loved him, you were like, I'll do anything for him. He was a showman. And even when he did the C-SPAN thing, I'm talking about this too. When he did that C-SPAN thing, people were like, oh, is he going to phone it in? You know, does he have a little left in the tank, or is it just he's not president? And he came out and he looked around almost like a wrestler.
Yes.
And he put his hands on the podium and he just goes, who knows? Maybe I'll come back, beat him a third time. And it's like, that's fucking perfect.
He opened with, you missed me, didn't you?
And it's like he knows.
He's promoting a fight. Yes. The way that Logan and Mayweather.
Yes.
It's like he is a clout chaser. In that way. Yeah. He knows what's good eyeballs.
But the wildest part for me was like he did a pretty decent job, right? So to me, that proves, all right, you could probably throw anybody in there for 4 years. And then as long as they know enough or they have the right kind of decisions. Well, the Twitter shit was a little much, obviously, but some of the policies
he
did.
You can never trust a guy, and I do this in, I don't do Trump on stage anymore, but I used to go, never trust the guy who starts everything with believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, I don't have herpes. I'm like, that guy has herpes, okay? I just want to be real clear.
But don't you want to be lied to by your presidents? I talk to you about this with my wife all the time on our show, where I'm like, hey, I want to be lied to. Don't tell me shit is horrific, right? Even with the fucking the Wuhan shit, right? Yeah. Lie to me. Just say, it's not that bad. Don't worry about it. Go out and live your life.
Well, my thing is...
I want to be lied to about everything.
But I don't want people to jump the gun, no matter who you are. Because that's what they do, right? That's what 24-hour news cycles have become. Like, how do we keep our eyeballs on... You know, there's plenty of sketch comedy about this where it's like something in your house might kill you. We'll tell you after the break. So you like stay on the channel.
Yeah.
And they keep you fixed it like a drug to be like, well, what bad thing is happening to me today that I need to know about?
Yeah.
And then we jump the gun on all this shit before we know anything about what's going on. Like breaking news is always like there could be a murder in your house.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing, though. And this again, I'm like you. I'm not left, right. I'm logical down the center. But like. The media isn't.
Right.
So.
No, of course.
See, this is the thing. I don't need my president to be a nice guy.
I don't either.
Like, we live in a place where everyone's like, well, no, but listen, I'm not saying be a piece of shit and shit on people, but I don't need the act of it.
Right.
Like, I don't need the act of you doing, like if Trump acted like Obama, doing a great fucking, that would be like, but he just, that's not who he is, but I don't need you to
be. Everyone wants him to be Bill Pullman from Independence Day.
Yes.
Yes.
Like you see, or, you know, the way that Reagan perceived, because he was a movie star, so he was very political that way in his approach.
And I watched his doc, the Reagan doc, I'm glad you brought that up. He rehearsed these things, his speeches and all this shit, like an actor. And so they have the behind the scenes footage.
Of course.
Dead serious. We was reading scenes. And there was one scene in this documentary. It's on Showtime. You want to watch it, Reagan. It's a shitty doc because his kid is weird as fuck. Ronald Reagan Jr.
Oh,
yeah. God, weird fucking
dude. I never heard him talk. I just seen photos of him.
Watch it. And it's just like, you could tell he wanted to be his dad and then just never did anything. And now he's kind of pissed off at his dad. Now he's dead. He's like, well, fuck him. But. As this is going along...
Is it his doc?
No, it's not his doc. He got an EP credit, so he had something to do with it, but...
That's funny.
Who knows?
Yeah,
it was about him and Nancy.
Yeah.
But he's reading speeches, and it literally, one time he just stops and goes, you need another take? Reagan did, and
I've heard that story before.
He gets mixed up with a movie script.
Well, you get to see it. You get to see it on there.
America, get busy living.
He's like...
100%.
Yeah.
And then the prompter will stop, and he goes... Is that okay? Do you need a better take or should I? And you're just like, oh shit, that's what I want. I want to be lied to. I want to, like the COVID thing, right? Trump comes out and says, doesn't exist, doesn't fucking matter. And if I die the next day from it, great, dude. Did I need to live the next 24 hours saying that we're all going to die? No, I'd rather just walk outside and fucking die, you know?
So, yeah, I mean,
lie to me.
The thing is, I think that because he was more of a Twitter was the way that he communicated with people, he wanted to break the stories. So the way that the news did it, so he would come out with it, like with whatever opinion he had, just so he could be the guy that announced it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Whether or not it was true, I think or not, because I like again, I say all politicians lie, but he would get out there and be like, "Here's what's going on."
Yeah. Which is what I enjoyed. So like now, I miss it because now we're back to the same shit, and I feel like we've already seen behind the curtain now, where it's just like. That job isn't that important. Like we can get,
there's always a system in place.
Yes.
To keep, because they think when he pulled out of the Paris Agreement, all these other things that they were like destroying, now that we're back into all those things, it's just that we took a break for 4 years.
Yeah, he took a break, took a little tax credit.
But that being said, dude, listen, you don't need to be on the left or the right. If you're watching, like my grandmother had dementia, okay? Uh-huh. And the president's like cognitive thing is clearly fucked up. Like anybody not to, it's like if you say that, people are like, no, what are you, some right wing? President is fucked. The president has problems.
Yeah, he's old.
He was like they were honoring somebody. And did you see that? And he goes, and we're here for he's in the back of the room.
He's
in the back of the room. Like didn't even, it's like, all right, dude, this guy's like, I watched my grandmother go through it. He might be at the early stages. But like when people go, the president of the United States is mentally fucked. He is.
Yeah. But that's the same thing where if Trump could get through it.
Same with Reagan, though, in a second term.
Yes.
And, yes. Yeah, I mean, yes.
And Biden
yes.
will probably get through it, right? But then after that, you'll move on to whatever the next fucking thing is.
How about this? Not Okay, so you got to be 35 to be president.
Mm-hmm.
How about you can't be after 60?
Oh, dude. Term limits and age restrictions for all these jobs would be great. Because let's face it, some of these fucks, we talk about Lindsey Graham and all those fucking assholes. It was just like, dude, you're 85 years old.
No. Yeah, get out of this life.
Get out.
Get out of the life.
You have
dude,
enough
that's
money.
That's all they know, though.
It's like
they won't retire because they got nothing to do.
Yeah.
I think they're so invested in you do something for so long that becomes your identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you played a character on TV for so long, and then it's like you're always Mr. Spock.
After a while,
these people. And obviously Leonard Nimoy did a lot of other stuff, but it's like when you do the same thing every day or you're respected for that position, once that power, that identity is taken away, these people don't know how to act.
No, and you're right. And then they assume it and they're like, all right, great. Like Shatner is like, great. You want to talk about fucking Star Trek?
Yeah, 100%. He would it forever.
Yeah.
The only guy who won't do it is Harrison Ford. He won't talk about Star Wars ever.
Really?
No, he hated it.
No, he doesn't like it. He wanted to die in Jedi.
I saw a picture of him yesterday.
Of Empire Strikes Back. He wanted to die so that he wouldn't be in Jedi.
Oh, yes,
that's what the documentary said.
And then
and so him and Alec Guinness, who obviously played Obi-Wan, they got a percentage on the back end, and that's why he's... I mean, he obviously... Harrison Ford has had his unbelievable career, but...
Still. I saw a picture of him yesterday. He's shooting Indiana Jones. He's in the outfit. Yeah. It's going around the internet. Bob, pull up that Indiana Jones clip of him
snakes.
From yesterday. Yeah,
that one was tough to me for me to watch. Snakes.
I didn't like the fourth one, but Temple of Doom is one of my favorite films of all time.
Oh, 100%.
When she goes, I can't pull the lever. He goes, we are going to die.
Yeah,
when they're dude, he's the best.
He's the best. He shouldn't fly. He's not a great pilot. Look up yesterday. He was on set for Indiana Jones.
I love it.
I like how you type that in, Bob. It's like, they're going to
good looking guy when he was younger. Like
still good looking.
Still a good looking guy.
Yeah. Wait. Fuck, man. There he is. Oh, is he got a mask on? God damn it. Ford. It's probably a union thing, right, for him.
It is, by the way. Right now it is a union thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be funny if he shot a scene with it.
I was never.
Well, no, did he? Everyone just has mask?
Workers
on. time.
How like, funny!
We
like
to write it in.
They're about to go into a cave, and he goes, "You gotta have your mask. It's mandate."
Yeah. Or what if that's the?
Well, there's bats in there. The like, we don't want to catch COVID. We don't want to catch COVID, guys. I love the Indiana Jones series, man. I love it so much.
I'm a big fan. When it got to the Shia LaBeouf one, and I actually like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, no, but the fourth one is trash.
I like Last Crusade in Germany, dude.
The Last Crusade was with Sean Connery, bro.
Killer.
Connery was the best, dude.
So good.
That was the last generation where you could say I beat my wife.
To Barbara Walters in an interview.
Yeah.
And then that
in
fourth
an interview.
One.
Oh, I gave her a rap on the beak or whatever he said.
Yeah, he goes, you never learn that.
Yeah.
He's like surprised, and her face is just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This interview took a turn for the worse.
Yeah, but it's Connery.
That
and you accept it, and chances are, if he gave you a backhand, you deserved it.
Connery. Not from me. Yeah. I'll fight that son of a bitch.
No, but if you're
he's dead now, right?
If you're a woman, he's dead. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Dig him up. No.
That's why you're talking shit. You're like, I will. Wait, he's
dead, right? He's right there. Yeah.
That was recent, right?
I'm going over there and I'll piss on his grave. I like him because I love James Bond.
Yeah.
So I was I wasn't a fan of his personal life. But I did love him as an actor.
I love both. Because my wife gets out of hand sometimes, and I got to put hands on her. But
why do you have now you have Connery tattooed on the back of your hand.
Yeah. Where it's just, do I have to Connery tonight? Are we there? Do I have to Connery you tonight? What'd you make for dinner? Oh, I ordered in because I got to do a show. Jersey Mike's? Nope. Connery. Get back in, make some salmon, make some other shit, like fix it up. Yeah. Cancel the Jersey Mike's. But
you just turn around. Cancel the Jersey Mike's.
That's great. That's great.
Lock the door.
Yeah, lock the door. Sweetheart.
And then boom.
We put one of the, there's a hospital, we put one in the morgue. It's like, that's a
different
movie.
Dude, that's one of my favorite movies.
Dude,
that movie, Untouchables, was such a good movie that me, my dad, and my brother, after it was over, we stayed and we just let the next show run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We let the next show run, dude. We just sat. Oh, dude, that was great.
He won an Academy
What are you prepared
Award
to do? What?
He won an Academy Award. Sean Connery did for that movie.
Yes. And he was the last caliber of actor where when you got old enough, you disappeared. and he never showed up again.
So it's
and that's what I love, dude. Him, Gene Hackman, even fucking Carson, dude. Johnny Carson.
You know what's so funny that you said? Because I was thinking about that when you said Lindsey Graham, because that's some that I think a lot of comics sort of talk about, like Seinfeld on his last special when he was doing interviewed by Howard Stern. He's like, I'm too old for this. He's like, I don't need to be doing specials. He's like, I did it. I did everything. I'm just going to gracefully bow out.
Yes.
I mean, he's still going to do comedy because he's always going to do comedy, but he doesn't need that level of like, can I do Madison Square Garden? Can I, you know, do whatever one more time?
Right.
He's like, I did this special. He goes, it's a hit. Leave on top.
Yeah.
Those guys, Gene Hackman is the one I always think of.
Bounce.
Left on top. Yep.
And they asked him, and they were like, why don't you come back? And he goes, I don't have it anymore. And he goes, I know when I don't have it anymore. And he goes, it's good. I want people to remember me for who I was versus
which
some
they will
fucking...
forever. You're galvanized. You're yes. solidified. And he has an Academy
know.
Award. He won it for yeah. Unforgiven.
And which I don't know what he looks like older. Do you? I don't know what he looked like in death because he always looked 60.
He always looked old. Poseidon Adventure is one of my favorite films of all time.
Always looked 60. Yeah.
Wait, you asked about Madison Square Garden.
No, you said that you said, no, but you said, but you, who, you said, I don't have to, I'm at the top, the comic.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld. Okay.
Yeah.
Another one, Paul Newman, but Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah.
But see, Paul Newman pick and chose, right? He was like, I'm going to race cars now. I'm going to make dressing. Oh, you know what? Now I'll do this movie. Like he wasn't, he didn't stay. He did it on his thing.
Road to Perdition with Jude Law and Tom Hanks.
Oh,
he played the old man.
Yeah.
The
oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, but that's the thing. At that point, when you do that, then Daniel you Craig come back for fun.
Yes.
You don't feel like you need, with do all due respect to Mayweather, you don't need, you haven't bought 29 Rolls Royces that day. So Paul Newman had, he was a philanthropist. He invested in all these other areas so that he only came back when he absolutely, it's like Daniel Day-Lewis, who's not an old guy.
He's, DDL he's really, is my favorite.
Me
dude.
Too.
My he's the all-time best. But he walked away and was just like, yo, I'm done.
I mean, I had a great time doing it. I hope everybody looked gracious, you know? Or I think of somebody like, if you still got it, like I think of somebody like Meryl Streep, who still got it that level.
Yeah.
Because her and him, to me, are the top two. Like, then keep doing it. But I think sometimes if the stuff isn't, if it's not right, I mean, but it's, again, it's the idea that you can't walk away. If you spend 16 hours a day on set for most of your life, right? Mm-hmm. That's where you feel at home.
Yeah.
That's why people do sitcoms. That's one of the main reasons. Whitney Cummings talks about this all the time.
Yep.
I feel the same way that she does. When you're on set with people, that feels like such a home. I love going to set.
Yeah.
It's like your friends and your family are the same people and you're fucking making comedy, for God's sakes. It's hard to walk away from.
Yeah, it's tough, man, but the best do it and then the other ones come back. I was surprised to see Eddie Murphy do that last Coming to America where I was just like, come on, man. I didn't need to see
it. But he's my hero.
The Dolomite.
That was
Dolomite
great.
Dolomite was great.
Was great.
No, Dolomite
no,
was
No, he still got
that was
it.
An awesome movie. He does.
I just think that movie was eh.
Yeah.
But he still got it. Yeah. That dude still got it.
Yeah.
Dolomite was great.
So good.
I loved
Coming
it.
To America one was just a fucking mess.
Well, it's just my thing is when you do a sequel only because we respect and love them so much. Same thing with Jim and Jeff Daniels, Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels. When you do a second Dumb and Dumber, it's not... Even if it was like the greatest movie ever, it's never going to be as good as the original. And
right.
So you're doing a lot of the same jokes over again or in the vein of, but those are so good. By the way, he's trying to do a fourth Ace Ventura or because the kid did the third one. Jim Carrey.
Shit, that's right.
He's trying to do a fourth Ace Ventura.
Well, you're stuck.
I mean, obviously I'm trying to get in a part of it.
You're stuck. But that's the thing. You're out now. So it's kind of whatever was, what do they call it? Rebranding it now or not rebooting it, but you're rebranding it where you're just making sequels like 30 years later.
Yeah.
And that shit is why don't do it. Don't
it's
do
hard,
it.
Man.
I know the money's there.
That's why they do it.
It's 30 mil for him to do that movie,
easy.
By the way. So
and it will sell because he is still, in terms of comedians, he is a global superstar.
Yeah.
Unlike the likes that we have maybe seen since like Jerry Lewis.
I'd probably put them 1-2 globally.
Yeah, globally.
Because like Will Ferrell couldn't sell anything overseas.
That's the thing. Will does well in certain markets, but when you think of Jim does well everywhere.
Yeah.
When you look
at
his movies, The Mask.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura. When you even his Batman movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the Truman Show. He was the Riddler, right?
Yeah.
But
that was the one that people remember.
Yeah.
I mean, that part of it, I'm saying like that guy is at a level that that few will ever ascend. Bruce Almighty. And then they always try to do a sequel.
Yeah,
like Evan Almighty with, by the way, Steve Carell, who's an amazing, amazing, amazing talent. But it goes to show. It doesn't show the lack of talent in Steve Carell, which nobody argues is amazing. It just goes to show how unbelievable. unbelievable Jim Carrey is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's got his own dark shit going. You know, have you met him?
But that's what helps. You know what's funny is I've never met him. With all the time I've hung with Jamie, like, I've just never met him.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. He keeps to himself. He's a kind of a quiet,
I know somebody
guy.
That I know somebody said that they met him at the Comedy Store very recently.
Yeah, because he was out doing when they were doing I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah, and he was just walking around like looking at the wall and the headshots. They said he was just like smiling and in awe and like, man, he was like a kid. Like I heard it was cool. But yeah, I mean, he's got his, you saw his paintings, you know, paintings. There's dark shit there.
Oh yeah,
that's you know what makes him great, though.
I think
it's
every
not fluff, it's balanced. There's the underlying tones are real. Shit.
If I was in that Man on the Moon movie, though, with
incredible.
Him, but I would have lost my shit. If he was in character all day, I would have been like, hey, man, I'm not playing along with this bullshit.
Let me tell you something crazy, though, about Daniel Day-Lewis. So when he did My Left Foot, you know that
Jim,
didn't?
Can we tone it down? I know you're Jim, dude. I know. Listen, Jim, can we go get a sandwich? Like, I know. Can we just stop that you're possessed by your,
he wouldn't do it. Daniel Day-Lewis, by the way, you know, when he was My Left Foot, he only used his left foot for the entire time of filming. He hadn't won the Academy Award. He was nobody yet in late 80s, right? The crew hated him so fucking much.
Oh, yes, dude.
They made him pick him up. He would just sit there. Like Christy Brown. They would not. He was like, I ain't moving. And the crew had to pick him up and move him into every.
Yeah, his wife said.
Shot.
I think his wife was like, he was Abraham Lincoln at home.
Oh, dude! So
Abraham Lincoln at dinner.
My favorite picture of any celebrity of all time. Pull up Abraham Lincoln eating breakfast. Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln eating breakfast.
I've seen it.
He walked into like a Cracker Barrel as Lincoln and sat down and ate a full breakfast. And we were like, what the fuck, bro? And he's in. Yeah, there he is. Having breakfast.
I love how he's got jeans.
But he's got jeans.
That's
on,
the best.
You know what that's casual Lincoln.
Yeah, you know, there's a cell phone. He's got an iPhone next to him.
he's got the stovepipe hat, but it says New Era.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
It's fitted. Here's my problem with this shit. Same with the Jim Carrey thing in this, right? You'll only go so far where you're like, man, I still want to be comfortable. You know, I want some sneakers and I want my Wrangler loose fit jeans that have the elastic.
The waitress is like, was did Lincoln tip good? Does anybody know? Does anybody know?
You left a five.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go.
Nailed it. Was going to say left a nickel.
I was going to say nickel.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys were on that fucking, just caught that alley-oop and yoked it. Shit. That was quick, Ross.
I am all in on the Lincoln shit, dude.
He's amazing.
He's got Skechers.
Just wearing a pair of fucking shape-ups, dude. Because Lincoln needed to stay fit.
He was a tall drink of water. It's a lot of weight on those legs.
It really is amazing, though. Weight. It's amazing how his face does look like. That really fucking looks
like
Lincoln.
Supposed to play Lincoln? Yeah. Do you know who was originally supposed to play?
No.
Liam Neeson. True story.
Really?
He looks enough like him. You can see if you did this to kidnap
his wife.
Yeah. The slaves have been taken. Yeah,
I was just going to say, the runaway slaves. I will find them. Yeah. And I will kill you.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, if I walked into this and saw Homeboy just sitting there having a fucking couple flapjacks, you know.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. But the voice he used in this.
I'm writing a bill. Yeah. Well, you know that Lincoln had a very high voice.
So he did the high pitch. Oh, hey.
Yeah, they said.
No, did he have a high?
Yes. So the way he talks in that movie was like, you know, 4'7".
He goes, I need the votes.
Yeah. That's how
he goes. And he was a tall guy in real life, right?
6'4". Yeah.
Yeah.
And he boxed.
With a high pitched voice?
And he was not a handsome man. And then when they were trying to blast him on the campaign trail, they always called him two-faced because that he lied. And he goes, you think if I was two-faced, I would wear this one?
Yeah.
And that was a famous comeback of him. Very, very smart guy.
Huge cock, too. A lot of people don't know that.
Big swinger.
Who?
Big swinging dick. Lincoln, dude.
Oh, I thought you said.
Yeah.
They called it his Lincoln log.
Lincoln log. Oh, God.
Come on, baby.
Got me by 3/10.
Come on, baby.
3/10. And that hurts. I'm going to be thinking about that tonight. It's going to bury me in bed. Oh, we will.
But hey, James. Pleasure to meet you.
No girls allowed.
Pleasure
no
to
girls
meet
allowed.
You.
Boy, party. Yes.
We'll be involved tonight if you want to come.
She's got two kids. No, I'm kidding. You're out tonight. Go to Vulcan. Yeah, I'm babysitting tonight. You're doing your thing.
Come to Vulcan.
You guys do that?
Do it.
You guys do like you go and do your thing.
And I'll let her do it. Like, I'll let her go out with her friends and all that other shit.
I'll let her do it.
We've been together for 10 years. So it's like, hey, I'm one of those people. I told this on my other show. I don't know if I said it on this one, but I married my porn search history. So, like, I don't have any what ifs. I don't have to go out to the fucking shit tonight and be like, oh, man, I wonder. Married my porn search history. So I got what I asked for. I don't have any problems. And therefore.
Can we get the applause, please?
Yeah. Can we get that applause going, please? Thank you. There it is. Keep it going. There it is. Thank you. Oh, you can't hear. You know, cans on, but thank you. Thank you. Therefore, and she knows that. So I'm like, go have fun. And vice versa, where we go out and do sporting events all the time.
See, I feel like my wife is like, go out and have fun. But then, like, after a certain time, it's like, hey, so I'm just curious, like, are you going to come home? Like, are we eating? Like, and I'm like, well, I said, when she goes, I'm like, go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when she goes, it's like,
she's like, go have fun at church.
Yeah. Like, she's like, okay, you said you're going out, but like, what time does that mean? Should I leave the door open? And it's all things that you know open. Her. You know it's coming, like, unlocked.
No, you should be, hey, guess what? I got a key to my own house.
Yeah.
She's cool where it's like, hey, that the only thing I'm not cool with is like, you know, taking photos of girls and people tag you and shit, and you're just
Jesus Christ. Course.
But it's not my fault.
But see, that's really hard when it's out of your control.
Yes.
You know, like it's like, you know, after a show, two women are like, oh my God, and then like they all nestle you in.
Yeah.
And then it's all over Instagram and your wife's just looking at you like, did you have fun in Orlando?
She'd be like, wow, she has your tagged photos on Google Alert.
Yes. And so they all pop up in a row, and you're just like, oh, Jesus
Christ. It's just waiting for you like that when you come home.
A collage.
A murder board. You've taken photos with from across the country.
Yep. And it's just, oh, hey. It looks like you had a good time.
Serial killer.
What time did you get home? Wasn't the time you said you got
home.
Instagram. Somebody's Instagram.
Friend of mine works at the Hyatt.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
women could just be like, I saw how she looked. Like, women look at it differently. Like, a guy's like, oh, I just took a picture. A woman would be like, no, I saw how she looked.
Yeah.
And I knew what the intentions were. And then how you look back gave her the indication. And I know you were just trying to be nice. And it's a whole thing. I'm like, dude, I just fucking took a picture.
Yeah.
I just took a picture.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to go home.
But you don't know if it's going to come back to haunt you. Rob, pull up Robin Thicke. That's the one that got him split up. Do you know this one? You know this pick?
Chicks blowing them? Yeah, that would do it.
Robin Thicke divorce pick. It was in the Mirror. It was in the Mirror. You can pop it up on screen if they'll show. There it is. Yeah, that's the one. So go full screen with that. Normal picture, right? You just see the two of them. You're like, all right, sweet. Maybe she's just taking a photo, and then boom.
Oh,
he is two in the stink back there.
Wow. Yep. You know what's great about that? How casual her face is.
Not only how casual her face is, but so is his.
Yeah, I think
like,
his smile's funnier than her. He's like looking like it's just
another day in the neighborhood, dude.
Yeah,
dude. Oh,
he's about to bowl his first frame at Hollywood Lanes.
Yeah,
and she's just like
about to work her like a puppet.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at Geppetto there.
Oh, and he's divorced now because of this.
Yes. Yeah, Paul Patton.
That was the one that got him. This was the photo that got him because there was rumors for years, which we all knew, but she was just like, I can't prove this. That one was the one that sealed it, where it was just like, whoopsies.
He would know that was someone else's hand.
I wasn't touching. He could be like, I wasn't touching. It just looks, that was somebody else.
Yeah. You know I have nerve damage in my right hand. I couldn't even feel shit. I'm his lawyer.
Yeah.
Nerve damage. Say it, dude. Say it. Weird thing is, he's making the most money now on The Masked Singer.
I know.
Like, it's fucking crazy. You're out there. You're still in it. How is it, man? Because they're canceling every TV show. No.
Oh.
Hollywood. They're canceling every TV. The Masked Singer is great. We all love that.
Brother, that show is a hit.
I know.
Wait, what were you asking?
They're canceling every TV show right now.
Yeah, they're canceling.
Sitcom, drama, everything. Yeah. And now they're just going to game shows because they're cheap, make a fuck ton of money.
That's what it is.
And all of these huge stars are now hosting, where it was like Zooey Deschanel. Hosting the matchmaker.
The dating game.
Or
celebrity dating game.
What about Dwayne Wade? D-Wade?
The Cube? Yeah, The Cube on cable.
Rebel Wilson is doing the dog grooming show. What was the name of that movie, the singing movie she did?
Pitch Perfect is the movie. Is it Pup Perfect or something?
It's Pooch Perfect.
Pooch Perfect.
Yes.
It should have been a cat called Pitch Perfect.
But they went with Pooch Perfect.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Workshop it.
Yeah.
I would.
It's a sequel.
Yeah.
Partnered up. Here's the thing. So the issue is when you watch these reality shows, right? Competition shows.
Mm-hmm.
There is bait to get you to come back the next week. So it's about retaining viewers.
Yeah.
Because if you were going to do the method of doling out one a week, the way they did with The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, that's obviously most other shows. That's embarrassing me. On Netflix, they released all the episodes at once. Mm-hmm. So that, because all the streaming services have done that and been like, these are the rules that we're playing by. You want to watch Stranger Things? Have at it, bucko. Right. All eight episodes are up and ready to go. So if you're going to do a show that's a serialized show on network television, people are like, but I want to watch the second episode. There's nothing necessarily keeping me. And then you got to remember the story back. It's not the way that our brains are being reprogrammed by streaming networks. So that's why, it's because they're so successful.
I feel like you hit one of the last like good syndication deals where it was
I did.
I feel like you were the artist before Napster hit. Like you were the rapper before Napster.
I was.
It was just like Eminem, where it was just like, oh my God, thank God the last album came out. And I kept all that money because now it's gone.
100%. The money does not exist. And even us, you know, it's funny because you hear about when I got to LA and I was doing commercials, I've done a ton of them. Even before I got there, people used to do like a Sprint commercial or whatever, a national commercial, and pay for a house.
Yeah.
And then when I got there in 03, the money was still pretty good. But when you heard about the guys talk about it in the 90s, it was like a time, you know, like turn of the century. Like, oh man, you should have seen this before electricity.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing with now, friends of mine who are on sitcoms, the money is just like
dog shit.
And that's why
it's still good. Like it's better than being a canary in a coal mine.
Yes.
Right. But comparatively, it's all relative.
Sure, sure.
That's the toughest
thing. When you see guys like Jason Bateman becoming the spokesperson for Hyundai.
I just watched that commercial today. Yeah, like the NBA playoffs.
Like, so now you like Glenn Close was doing like something like that. John Goodman with Dunkin' Donuts.
I know it's like Paul Giamatti is doing Burger King,
and he's also doing like a renter.
He's like the King, and he goes a chicken sandwich. You're known for the Whopper King. You're known for the Whopper. I'm like, what?
No one does it, Giamatti.
He goes well. But he's the controlled Giamatti. He's talking in his ear. Yeah, because Brian Cox is doing McDonald's.
Yeah.
He's doing fucking...
We got a fucking British guy doing da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah,
Irish, but yes, but he...
Is he Irish?
Yes, but what's the one he's on? What's the show he's on that everybody loves?
Billions or Succession.
Succession. No. The dude's on Succession, and he's the voice of McDonald's. And Paul Giamatti, which you just nailed there, is on Billions, and he's the voice of Burger King.
Yeah. And he's doing car commercials. He's doing
what's that Hyundai Elantra? When they pull up, and he's like, huh? He goes, that can't be our car.
And in the 90s, if you called Glenn Close in the 90s, and you were like, you want to be the spokes, she'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like she would fire her agent.
But
it's
about spreading your brand. It's like colonizing.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you get in there and just like take over what's going
Liam
on?
Liam Neeson is like, dude, fucking Kia Better Call.
Oh, yeah.
Kia Better Call.
They're online too. He's taken five.
Well, he said he's no more. He said he's no more doing. He's like.
No,
he's like,
no commercials or no.
No,
acting.
No. He said he's like not doing any more like 65-year-old like save the day doing that shit.
Yeah, again. Because I used to do a joke about that on stage where I was like, do you know how old Liam Neeson is? And I was like 67 at the time is how old it was. I go, do you understand if you're going to do an action movie franchise where the catchphrase of your action movie franchise is, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you want, I go, pretty soon those movies turn into a guy with dementia.
Yeah.
I go, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That, I mean, listen, he can still kick ass. Bruce Willis can still kick ass.
Yeah.
But it can't be like, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you want, I can't find my left sock. Where am I? What time is it?
But I got to be honest, though, he nailed it, though.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, everything he does, like, Unknown, In the Gray, and all that shit, I'm just like...
Oh, you know why, though, right?
You could watch him. Why?
He's got a huge cock.
Huge.
You pulled it up?
Yeah, yes. You pulled it up last time I was here.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, how do you guys know who's got big dicks in here?
Pull up Liam Neeson's cock.
That's why he was supposed to play Lincoln.
Liam Neeson's cock. Pull that up.
That's why he was supposed to with the...
What?
Yes. I can't believe you guys just don't have it bookmarked.
I know. At this point, it's no, sparingly.
That's not real.
No, everyone knows the fucking show. Show him the nude one when he was in the rain. He did a buck naked scene in a movie. Look at that fucking thing, dude.
What?
Yeah, it's like seeing the Loch Ness Monster for the first time, isn't it?
You know what it is? Seeing that scene in the Jungle
Book.
Look
at that.
Is that real?
Yes. Remember the scene in the Jungle Book when the elephants are trying to leave the... That's what he looks like. He's late to catch up with those elephants.
I think you and I went on a run last time.
We did. It was great.
But to anyone who hasn't seen it, I'm always shocked. I'm like, you didn't know Neeson was fucking... Like, When you have a cock like that, you can make people believe that you're a fucking killer
it.
At 67 years old.
By the way,
believe it every day of your life.
People talk about big dick energy. Running in the rain with that fucking windshield wiper is big dick energy.
Bro, because with the weather, you know, it that's not a full capability. No. Like, that's... He's missing a third to.
They're like, we don't think we're going to do Taken 4. He's like, hold on a second.
We don't know. We don't know if he didn't go behind a bush and tug on it and get it long, you know? Like,
whatever he did, man.
Last time I was here, I think there was a video he was running a little bit and you really saw it flop.
Oh, yeah. It was. I mean, that thing was hitting.
I thought he had a snare drum.
I love how you said that's why he's getting all these roles.
That knee sink. Well, if you believe it, dude, that's the thing. Part of it, you have to believe, right? Like, pull up Orlando Bloom there, right there with Katy Perry, right? Now, homeboy, like, clearly this was for a stage photo we're out somewhere and I really want to show my dick. And this is my girlfriend now and we're going to get married, which they did. And congratulations. But just nowhere near the level of a Liam Neeson. So when you see Orlando Bloom on screen, you're never going to believe it the way you are with Liam Neeson. No. Now that you know what their dicks look like.
So you're saying that, though, Orlando Bloom put that out on purpose?
Yes.
Yeah. So then he should have made the blur go lower.
No. He didn't
do that.
Yeah, this. If you want to, you can pull it up without the blur. That's fine. Shit, we can't air it on YouTube, but it's not that great, right? It's just a normal white man's cock. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Show Paul. I don't want him to leave without seeing
Paul
it today.
If you won't shut up about his cock, let's show Paul.
Jesus Christ.
This guy won't shut up about his cock size.
It's not. Get Paul a coffee. No, show Paul his dick before he leaves.
Go to the well hello. I don't think that one's blurry.
We want everybody to feel welcome.
Yeah. Go to the well hello down there.
Let's say we didn't do nothing
in the pink. I don't think that one's blurred, right? Is that. God damn it, man. God,
like Ross, I appreciate the hat. That's
you know what? If he was smart, he would have tied it to the fucking canoe paddle.
Yeah, exactly.
He would have had his dick paddling them up the.
But and so here's why this is staged. So he's wearing a hat, right? He's concerned about obviously sunburn, UV rays, all that other shit. And I get it, right? You want to stay young, maybe do another Lord of the Rings, maybe a prequel. Who cares? She's fully clothed.
Yeah.
So
if
they were in a private moment,
yeah, of course,
she would have been buck naked too, and that's fine. But you know, I think he did it because the John Mayer picture leaked. She probably fucked John Mayer, and that guy's got a fucking two-hander. So, what are you gonna do?
Who?
Mayer.
But how do you know?
Looks like I've seen it. Type in John Mayer pissing, by the way. Go ahead and type that in.
Yeah, how do you not know these things?
Dude, I don't know because I don't fucking search who's got a fucking hammer. I don't care.
It just comes out.
Wait, he apologized for using the
N-word? I love
N-word?
How you guys put that shit on me.
That was the first thing that came up. He apologizes for using the N-word?
He's apologized for a lot, but oh, that's right. Yeah, internet and a Playboy internet. I remember that story. Yeah.
Paul, how do you not know how big Ben Affleck's balls are?
What is this podcast?
What the fuck?
How did you get booked on this podcast?
Don't get me started on Affleck, dude. I got a full I have a full goddamn wall of Affleck over there, and he's back. Type in John Mayer pissing. He's pissing in like a lake or a stream when he's camping. Big fan of this.
And it looks like he's trying to put a snake back.
Are they hiding this? Are you on child settings? Let me ask you that. Like, if you are, it's fine, Bob. But like,
John Mayer peeing
no,
on some reeds.
There's another one with it. He's wearing a cowboy hat, like a very Austin hat on him.
They buried this.
Did they? Or did he? Either way, find it on your own. It's like a bear holding a salmon with two hands.
I'll be sure to do that.
Who's that? Who's that taking a piss there? Who's that guy?
Yeah, whose cock is that? I haven't seen that guy's cock before.
And then there's John Mayer pissing on fucking Jim Morrison's grave. Like, that's fine.
Imagine this podcast was just listing every big cock.
Yeah.
Look.
The name of this podcast is Big Dick Energy.
Yeah, we got caught up in it, Paul. We always do. And that gets the best of us sometimes. Because we started with saluting porn stars.
I was just going to say.
There it is right there. Okay, perfect. That's the one I'm talking about. Pop that up full screen. Oh, you've never seen that, Bob? Bob, you sounded shocked.
Hold on. My favorite thing about that is the person's face is blurred next to him.
Yes. What was that person doing? Pull that up. Look at that. There you go. Jesus. I'm in repair.
Hold on. Pull up his eyes. His eyes are the best.
Well, yeah, look at that thing.
He's losing a little too much fluid. You know
what
I mean?
He's gone, dude. That is like...
He's a quart low. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's some strong acid, and he's just like, I got to piss. Look at that fucking hog. Beautiful, isn't it? Uncirked. Man. I do amateur circumcisions for like buddies.
I thought you were going to talk about the he and I are in a two-man team called Uncirque du Soleil.
Yeah, Uncirque du Soleil. I do a snow's cut That's one of my. That's what I'm known for.
Dude, I'm never gonna be able to.
Liam Neeson's face looks like that because all the blood is in his cock.
What? You guys are ruining fucking
pop that
people
up on screen.
For me.
Look at that like, hammer. That's beautiful. And he's just like,
I'm a little lightheaded because I'm a half master. I've got to be honest.
Oh shit.
Oh man, RIP to his wife. That's how she died. It wasn't.
We talked about that last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skiing accident.
Nope. No.
Well, she skied into it.
Yeah.
Skied into that.
That wasn't the pole.
Every time you come back, you and I should just do a 1 hour show on Neeson's cock. Dude. I mean, just a full.
And then just have a dildo, a giant Liam Neeson cock here, and I'll do the voice. Yeah, guys. Yeah, I'm starting to lose my hair coloring. It's becoming the gray.
I've never felt more left out of not knowing how big someone's dick is. I just feel like shit. I got to get on this shit.
Who was your favorite big dick as a kid? You had to have one, right?
What do you mean, like?
Like one person where you're like, oh shit, I saw their dick and that was fucking crazy.
I
know the first one I saw that was I was just like, oh boy, as a child, Jersey Shore, Long Beach Island. It was one of those bumper boats. Where you're confined in the water and you're going bumper to bumper. Homeboy had cut out all the netting in his lifeguard shit so he could let his fucking dick and balls out for the ladies, right? But he got stuck with like these 6-year-old kids and he's like, I'll steer you around, fuck you guys, blah, blah, blah. Legs open up and I was like, oh shit, that's a fucking hog, dude. Congratulations. And he kind of looked at me like, I was 7.
Jeez.
But I respected it. Thanked him for it and moved on.
You tried to fist bump him?
Yeah. Tried to.
You fist bumped a hog.
But then looking back at it, I know why he did it because, you know, he wanted to bang everybody else in the fucking park. And he was just like, all right, here we go.
Good for him.
I think I was at a nude part of the beach and as like we walked and we started to see like women just naked. And then I think some like dude just ran out of the beach and it was just kind of like, oh shit, there's dicks around. But I don't know if that's because I was a little kid and when you're little, your dick is small. So anything else to it.
Sure.
You're seeing a grown man's piece.
Not Liam Neeson.
No, he was born with that thing.
Brother.
Yeah. The doctor thought it was twins. they weighed both.
He throws it in the ocean when you're drowning.
They thought it was a stillborn.
Flotation device.
Grab on to this.
Grab on. Here's, trust me. If you want to live, come with me.
Yeah, come was, with me. When he was born, there was a priest that came in the room and led last rites for the dick because they thought it was a kid and they were like, oh my god, it's his dick.
You know, they go, we gave him a circumcision. And he goes, it's huge. He goes, how much more do you want to cut? he had that voice.
We should definitely end the show.
Well,
on
one guy I heard had the hugest one, the biggest one in Hollywood is Milton Berle.
Milton Berle, yeah, and that's correct.
Best story about
that's
it.
Correct.
Just what Rodney said. Just show like take just take enough out to win. That's fucking great.
That's correct. And he would always pull his dick out, squeeze it, and then show the vein, and he'd be like, "All right, to any new chick that came into town, did you hear the story?"
No.
He'd be like, "All right, now let's say my dick is the 405," and then he would squeeze it and be like, "Now this vein's the 10." And you're going to want to get off here. And that was like his old.
He gave directions with his dick.
Every single time. That was
the fact that he said, get off here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Funny.
And back in the day, they were like, oh, Melton. Oh,
Melty.
Oh, Melty.
It's crazy.
Oh,
Melty.
That's certainly not the 10. It's more like the 405.
Yeah. Now's the point in the show where they get to the drinking bro of the week. These are submitted by you guys on drinkingbros.com. This one is from Rocky Jones from Washington, member of Drinking Bros for about a year, nominating Tiffany Dear, D-I-H-R. Man, if it's Dyer, I apologize. Wish she was alive. Reason for the nomination, Tiffany is my baby mama. She's overcome so much in life while maintaining a positive attitude. She goes out of her way to help those who care about her and everyone else around her, and she does it without hesitation. She's a great mom. And exemplifies all that is Drinking Bros. Cheers. Fantastic. Man, sometimes it's deaths, and you're just like, oh, man. Ooh. Yeah, they're gonna. We just talked about Milton Berle's cock. I didn't want to go
into
that.
Yeah, go right into death.
She died of cancer and then fell in a jet skiing accident, you know?
Tripped over a cock.
Yeah.
You want to.
Cheers. Everybody can submit their nominations at drinkingbros.com. There's some butter soft teas in there, and the defund politician shirts are back. Guys, it's been a blast. I don't even know how long the show was.
So fun, man. So fun. Listen, next time I'll sharpen up on my dick size celebrity next time.
If you
I'll
come
know.
In here, you come correct.
Yeah, I gotta.
Yeah, don't bring how a knife funny. To a cockfight. You know what I mean?
How funny would it be if next time I was like, I'm locked and loaded. I got everyone.
I'm like, oh shit.
I got inches. I got inches.
I'm like, oh.
I'm like, oh no, I know how many.
You're like, can you confirm the level?
You're on there.
John, help me. Help me over here. I can't.
My Jerry Seinfeld dick, 7 1/4. I know for you're like, how do you know?
How do you fucking know the
how
quarter?
How do you fucking know the quarter, dude?
It's a rivalry. We start texting each other after we know.
Look at this cock. You're what?
Shit. Jonathan Kite, so everybody where they can find you.
Instagram at Jonathan Kite and Twitter at Jonathan Kite.
Paul, tell everybody they can find you.
Yes, you could get me on Instagram at Paul Virzi, V-I-R-Z-I, Twitter. You could also get my podcast, The Virzi Effect, the one I also co-host with Bill Burr, Anything Better.
Yep.
And this week, is this out now or no?
People, no. Sunday, Mondays. Yeah, Monday. Yeah,
okay,
Monday.
So go to paulvirzi.com for all upcoming tour dates. I'll be shooting a special in September, and all the announcements will be on there. Thank you for having me, man.
Absolutely. And the beauty of these guys is everything is open. Live comedy is back.
Yes.
Go and check out your favorites. These guys
when
are
is this
going to
air? Sunday
Monday
or
Monday? Monday night. Yes.
So I'm going to be at Copper Blues Live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Great room.
Oh, no shit.
Wednesday and Thursday, the 16th and 17th of June. Come okay. see. Great lineup. My best friend and I. And we're back on the road.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Phoenix is going off.
It's
you guys
sick.
Will be there for UFC 263 tomorrow. Enjoy it. For Jonathan, Paul, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.